Next, we're going to speak with Dell.
My name is Dell, and I'm 18. And my question is, we have a huge issue with homelessness in the first ward, the streets. How would you get people off the streets?
What I know is going on is the Chamber of Commerce created a homeless task force. And they are working with a guy from out of Tacoma, Washington. And apparently, this is, again, it's a complicated situation. A lot of the times, apparently, what's happening is people aren't getting the kind of help that they need. That they're kind of like giving a handout rather than a hand. You know, they're not being processed so that people know what is their issue, what could get them. Maybe they could be reunited with family somewhere. Maybe there's something that went wrong. You know, maybe it is a matter of drugs and that they need medication because of emotional problems that they have or whatever. So I did talk to Linda Desier, and she's the person who's with the Chamber of Commerce. She's the person who is in charge of this. And the guy from Tacoma, Washington said that they've had a lot of success up there with their homeless issue. And it's a combination of efforts. And I haven't been involved in that task force, although I am a member of the Chamber of Commerce. And so she said right now there's kind of a, they haven't moved forward with a plan, but everybody knows that it's many pronged. It's got a lot of facets. And I know that they're working with some of the homeless. There's a guy that was, when he was funded, John Shelter, who was working with the homeless, going out into the camps, letting some of the homeless people earn sort of respect and earn trust through saying, okay, we're going to need a volunteer to do X. And if some of those people stood up and volunteered to do X, then they were trusted with more because they came through. They showed up. You know, showing up is one of the big things you have to do. So they showed up, they did the job. So then eventually he worked these people into kind of a little bit of a, almost like a business where they would contract to do certain things. Like one of the things he's talked about was that they were contracting to clean up around the Arcata Plaza after an event because the people are sloppy and they leave junk everywhere. So these guys would come in who have already kind of been vetted and they've moved along and they've come up to some sort of a standard of civility and being able to deal with people. And out of that comes pride, and out of pride comes self-satisfaction, and out of that comes the ability to maybe see beyond the problem that you had that maybe got you there. So I know that he's been involved, and I'm not sure. I've been reading about that. Apparently their funding got cut, and he at one time was homeless himself, and so he knows what the issues are. He goes down into the areas where people, like out behind here, where people camp and things, and he tries to work with them to do their own cleanup stuff and to police things for themselves. And hopefully transition people out of that. And I know there are shelters, or there's the welfare department puts people into this transitional housing kind of situation. And I'm not sure where that's at currently. I know that a lot of the community is against that because they think that they're just warehousing people. They're not helping them to transition. They're really not getting somewhere. John Shelter seemed like he was getting someplace. He's got a team of guys that he can put onto different little projects. And so it's a work in progress, and everybody, they all have different reasons why they end up homeless or on the streets. And some of it is choices that they've made that have led them into a bad path. But hopefully these very, you know, dynamic people as a part of that are going to come up with some ideas and maybe be able to move on, get some momentum going, like the guys in Tacoma that said they were so successful. It's a possibility.
All right. Did I answer your question? All right. Thank you, everybody, for your questions today. Now I'd like to take this opportunity for any other questions that may be personal or political from anybody in the audience.
There's not that much family activity around here. How would you be able, is there any way that we could maybe make that larger for maybe families to get together and, like, do stuff with each other? Maybe that would help. I don't know how that would I don't know exactly what my point was being, but I was just asking.
He's saying family. I think he's saying family activities.
Because then that would help also with, like, the drugs. You know, I mean, that's what really some people are down on, is because they don't, like, they're not exactly with their family, or just the, I don't know.
Well, let's see. Going back to my experience as a mother of a daughter, I got involved with Girl Scouts because she wanted to do that. And so it was not something that I was set up to do or trained to do or anything. It's just you step up. You know, you step up to help the kids. So you have all these kids. And I remember being so struck by the fact that so many parents, they just wanted to dump their kids. It was just dumping them. They just, thank God I get rid of my kid. You know? And you think, okay, people, you know, you had these kids and they deserve your caring, and but you could just feel this sloughing it off. So there are people who want to give and to, I mean, I gave, I helped the young girls. We said, okay, let's learn how to sew. And so we made Halloween costumes. We started out by making something that they could make. And it's kind of interesting because you start off with something that you're doing and all of a sudden the paths, you start seeing choices. So my daughter, as a result of her learning how to sew a little bit, she ended up wanting to be a costume designer person. So when she finally got off to college, well, when she got to high school, they had techies that did the costumes for the plays. And so that was something she did after school. You know, she still had to keep her grades up and all that stuff, but she could go and make costumes. And that was a camaraderie, you know, that they had, and they had a teacher who supervised them. Anyway, as a result of that, she ended up going all the way through college in costume design, and she got involved with theater, and she just loved it. So that doesn't answer the family question that you had about families, but my experience, like with a swim team, they're swim teams, and I don't think they cost much. But again, you have lots of parents hanging out with swim team kids, and there's just something wholesome about it. There's that these kids are, you're trying to excel yourself. It's not like a team sport where you have to beat somebody else or be gorilla about it. What it is you get, the kids get to best their own time. That's all it is. It's about, can you be better than you were at the last meet? Can you shave seconds off your time? But you got tons of parents around. It's a family activity because that's the kind of thing it is. So even this disc golf thing that you were talking about, families can become a part of that. You know, that, you know, usually you have referees. I don't know what, I'm not sure. I haven't seen disc golf. So no, I have to tell you that right now. Huh?
It's no referees? Same way as you'd play ball golf.
It's a solo sport?
It's a solo sport. I mean, can't have a caddy. But other than that, you're playing from who
Are you excelling your own self? Is that
exactly
what you're doing?
You do everything by yourself. Unless you're playing like a different kind of a match, you know, like there's doubles where you play you and your partner. Mm-hmm. And other than that, yeah.
So team sports probably bring more group parents and stuff, like, you know, the cheering section, the rah-rah, you know, the whole family coming out to watch the kid play soccer or to play baseball or whatever. Right. And those organized sports probably get more of the family thing. Churches are very usually family-oriented. And so I don't know how, if you have any connections through the Blue Ox stuff, if they encourage church participation or what, but I think that there's a lot of family stuff goes on there, dinners and things at the, and for kids, because I know one girl, I've heard her saying, well, are you going to take me to my, you know, my youth group? Well, that's something that the teenagers are getting together at church under some supervision, and I'm assuming that she likes it because she wants to go to it. So I don't know about I think the adult participation tends to come through sports. Right. And if not that, then it's like, you know, you're going to have this big holiday, you know, this celebrating your Blue Ox. What was that next weekend?
This Saturday.
And that brings lots of people and family, and that's energy that's supportive and good and, right, you know, giving you attaboys and attagirls. And all of this it's like the rising tide that floats all boats. When everybody is doing better, everybody does better. You know, y'all feel better about yourself.
Right.
At least that's my observation. The kids that swam were just, you know, they didn't have a lot of stuff on their brain because they were so busy and their bodies were working really hard. Maybe you guys could have a gym. You know, make a little gym for yourself, that kind of thing. I mean, even grown-up guys end up with a feeling that they're maybe stressing too much and, you know, how much fun.
Rock climbing gym or something.
What's that?
Rock climbing gym or something.
I don't know, just a gym, you know, that I don't know what your facilities are here or through Blue Ox school, but all of that stuff is, you know, your body, your mind, your spirit, it all plays together.
Right.
You know, being fit, you know, muscles. Okay. Well, thank you for having me, and I hope you enjoyed it. Thank you.